The March for Science, it is a political event and a movement created to defend the vital role science plays in our health, safety, economies, and governments. So our goal for this march is to draw attention to the role that science plays in Colorado, and in both in terms of economics as well as service to the public, and to advocate for public investment in scientific research and for evidence-based policymaking.
It seems that when a lot of people hear about the March for Science, particularly because it is on April 22nd, which is traditionally celebrated as Earth Day, I think a lot of people put their focus on climate science and concerns about what a Trump administration means for the future of climate research. But it seems like the march and the marches have a much broader focus. So outside of climate science, what are some of the major concerns facing the scientific community?
I think there are some, in generally speaking, there are concerns about the funding for science, the understanding of science, and the support for science from our political leaders at this time. I think the best example that I can point to of that would be the proposals for cuts in funding to the EPA, which of course ties into climate science, but is broader than just climate, and to the National Institutes of Health, both of which have a very heavy scientific focus, and both of which, those types of cuts to either one of those organizations would have severe consequences, both for, government's role in looking into environmental protection concerns, furthering public health, as well as downstream effects on economic, public health, and safety.
We are seeing, certainly in recent years, and definitely since the advent of the Trump administration, more and more scientists becoming more vocal about politics, and yet science itself isn't intrinsically a political thing. Do you see the politicization of science, not just climate science, but all aspects of science? And what kind of impact does that actually have then?
Science has always had a political aspect to it, certainly in terms of considerations from a budgetary perspective of how much to dedicate to government funding of scientific research, questions about to what degree should government attempt to direct the types of research that they want performed versus leaving that in the hands of scientists. So there's always been that political aspect to it. And I think what is sort of made this more visible right now is that while the trust from the public in science and scientists remains strong, we're seeing something of an erosion in that trust from our policymakers and elected officials. And so staying silent politically in the face of that would betray our responsibility as citizens, as scientists and citizens of this country.
Climate science is certainly, an area of focus in terms of how it's directly impacted by a Trump administration. But what are some of the other areas of science that people are really concerned about?
Well, I think climate change has gotten a lot of the attention. But speaking for myself and the industry that I'm engaged in, I'm very concerned by the proposed reduction to fundings for the National Institutes of Health and investment into medical research. A lot of the, NIH does a lot of basic science themselves and administers a large number of grant programs that are really fundamental to developing new treatments for disease. A lot of the new drugs that we're seeing coming onto the marketplace right now are the results of basic scientific research funded by NIH and the National Science Foundation a decade or more ago. So dropping that funding or cutting back on that funding now is going to have very severe consequences to our ability to continue our advancements in the health sciences for years down the road. I mean, it could really have, I've seen some scientists concerned that it could have you know, a generational impact on the development in those fields.
Outside of the immediate impact on research that's happening now or on science that's currently happening now, are we going to see an impact on future scientists, maybe students now who are either considering a career in science or pursuing studies in science, maybe being discouraged because of what they're seeing in a political, politically in relation to science? Is that something that's being discussed as well, the overall impact, the long-term impact, not just on research, but on scientists themselves and the next generation of scientists?
Absolutely. I think that that is something that has been discussed in some of the forums that I've been watching, that particularly to come back to climate science again, in that field where it is going to have a very chilling effect on the next crop of PhD researchers, you know, PhD students, in terms of directing where they want their field to go, because of course they still have you know, families and mouths to feed, and they need to be able to know that they are going to have a place to employ their skills that they learn during their scientific training programs when they leave, you know, when they leave academia. So this, or finish their graduate programs, I guess I should say. So the prospect that those areas of science will be effectively silenced is very chilling and has a profound impact on our ability to study certain fields as we move forward.